Hello, everybody. What's going on? This is your boy, Leon LeGray, here in this new episode of episode 192 of the Leon LeGray podcast. I hope you guys are enjoying yourself really well. And today's podcast, this is not much of a new topic, but more of a revisation. And I did a topic about NFTs a long time ago. So in this episode, I'm going to go over it again and give you my further opinions about NFTs. It's just recently, I just got dabbed into NFTs just very recently, and I will tell you more on it in just a moment. And by the way, and to all my viewers out there, I hope you guys are having a good Friday and a good weekend here. So, and by the way, apologies for not uploading a podcast last week, but I've been so busy at work, which kind of held me of not having to go through recording a podcast as of lately. So now I wanted to go ahead and record a quick podcast about my experience with NFTs, which to me, I know not everybody's going to be down with it, but I will just put it this way. I don't expect everyone to like it, but it is what it is, really. So today we're going to go ahead and go over on today's show about NFTs and what did I think about NFTs. So with that said, let me go ahead and give a few shout outs to the word of my sponsors of today. And today's sponsors go to Zennies. And if you've not heard about Zennies already, you should by now, because I've been talking about Zennies for some time too. And if you have not checked it up, I say you should, because if you work on the computer a lot, just like I do, or if you work in front of the screen at work, just like I do, then I suggest going over and checking up Zennies. So guys, what are you waiting for? Go ahead and look up Zennies. It is Z-E-N-N-I. So again, it is Z-E-N-N-I. Zennies Optical, check it out. If you click on the link below, that way you can see the offers, what's going on, and pretty much the discounts for Zennies glasses. And if you know your prescription or your prescription number for your lenses, and if you are nearsighted or farsighted, just make sure to see your ophthalmologist if you don't know what that is. And please, I do recommend it, because that way you're not having to spend thousands of dollars in a ophthalmologist or eye doctor, whatever you want to call these people. But with that said, go ahead and check out Zennies and do this for your own protection as well. And next on the list, it is ExpressVPN. ExpressVPN, I've used it once before. And hopefully I can use ExpressVPN yet again sometime down the road when I'm traveling, because I don't trust what you connect to your computer. And I am a bit wary where you go nowadays too, because anything can happen. And having a bit of privacy wouldn't hurt, which I definitely recommend checking out ExpressVPN and do it for your own protection. Now, if you click the link down below and click on the link, not only you support me, but also help yourself wherever you're connecting your phone through either your desktop, laptop, or your mobile phone. And it does support for both Apple and Android, so you can go ahead and download either of them on the Play Store or iOS Store. So either way, let's get on to today's episode on NFTs. Now, NFTs. Now, one thing I can tell to all my listeners out there on the LLG podcast. So all you guys wouldn't want to know about NFTs. For one, I can say that I'm not fully embracing NFTs like what everyone's going through on the internet. Because for one, if I want to sell my artwork, right, and people say that, well, there's a lot of authenticity and there's a lot of transparency when you're uploading your art or your photography over on the blockchain or on a secure site, which I mean, I don't know if that's real authentic, because thing is, though, anybody can grab a copy of your work and send that copy over to anybody else. And then you got to look at it this way. Is why I'm not fully embracing it as much as everyone is, because I don't believe in it, period. I just don't believe in NFTs as a whole. And I'm sure there are big name celebrities like Mike Tyson and Post Malone that have purchased NFTs, which for one, they can do that. And also they are pretty much millionaires right now. These superstars at this point, purchasing big big items like this too. And I, for one, can tell you is that if you're selling NFTs, there is a big price. There is a big price. And then one of the things with NFTs, it's just in my personal experience, is if I want to sell my art, I would rather sell my art in person, have my signature painted down below the canvas, and let it be on its way. Because here's my thing about NFTs. I just don't like where, if you were to say, I'm going to sell this this artwork for a quantity of 5, now, here's the problem right there, too. Anybody can go out on the internet and screenshot your work, and then yet they're going to claim that it is their work. And that's where my issue with NFTs are right now. Because if one sees that NFT and they capture that NFT, then guess what? You know, anybody can claim that it is theirs. And then I don't know how this will work. If you have your artwork out there, who knows how that's going to work? I just don't see that being a big thing down the road, which who knows? A lot of people are going to find that hard to believe. For someone like me as a tech guy, that will say that opposed to this, you know? I mean, you should be embracing NFTs just like you are with crypto. Now, look at it this way. I cannot embrace something that I'm going to take out of somebody. First of all, if I want to take a photo of my artwork, I'll just put it in a scanner or take a photo of it through my iPhone. For one, I would rather do that than just having to then just do that alone too. Because let's say if I wanted to post my artwork on Instagram or I don't know, like DeviantArt, whatever website anybody used to upload their art, here's the thing, people know that's going to be yours, right? I mean, they can't just go ahead and replace your name or put a stamp on it, because by the time, here's what I'm going to put it here, is that by the time somebody grabs our work, a lot of people are going to say that is theirs, which that would be a big lie. I don't want to keep or sell something that I may not end up getting the most out of, right? And then the other thing in my experience, in fact, I had this experience through Instagram where somebody wanted to purchase my canvas as an NFT. And now here are the big problems when you sell stuff through somebody, maybe through Instagram or whatever social media out there, is for one, you got to be very careful, because I do not believe that NFTs are going to end up lasting for a very long time. So somebody will call me out wrong on that and say, oh, you're wrong. NFTs are so much bigger than physical art. How can you say stuff like that too? To me, there are so much more to it on physical art that you're going to see so much better than you would in digital art. Because again, you're not going to just get your art out there through an NFT. I just don't see how people are going to use that for a long time. And then the other thing is the commission fees. And if you wanted to purchase an NFT, you have to purchase it through a certain type of currency, which is via Ethereum, which I have to say that I'm not a fan of Ethereum as a currency, which for one, I think there's a lot of issues that goes on with making a purchase through Ethereum. And there's a lot of things I want to say, because Ethereum does shows a lot of different loopholes. There's, for one, Ethereum, if you were to purchase anything through Ethereum or through any other currency, let's just say it doesn't have to be Ethereum. Ethereum is not meant for privacy. And I think one of the giveaways, if you wanted to have anyone purchase your artwork, I believe you can do it not just by Ethereum, but I think is Polygon. Then I think you can purchase anyone's artwork through Doge. I'm not 100% sure. But there are other currencies you can purchase NFTs, but you gotta see how you're gonna end up purchasing it. And that's just that. This is just me, and I know I'm gonna get a lot of hate for it. But again, not a big fan of it too, because also you're paying the commission fees, then you have to pay the blockchain fees, which is extremely expensive, extremely expensive. And I know the majority of the people that are going after this is pretty much anyone that's under 30 that believes in the NFT world. Like I said, I can tell you right now is that if I want to sell my work, I'll have my work assigned and then sent over via the mail. And I'm not. That's where it is. It becomes very transparent. And plus, a lot of people can go and see your work out there if it's through Mercari or eBay or Etsy, whatever. You know, you can sell your artwork anywhere online and you can send it over to the buyer. So that's something I like about having your artwork posted, where people can't see what you've done. And what I like about Instagram really is that Instagram, you can't copy anyone's photo. So if you try to copy one's photo in Instagram, that's the thing. Instagram will not let anyone copy someone else's photo. I think that's a good thing, because for one, there's a lot of issues and copyright issues that goes on. And because first of all, if you try to copy anyone's photo, guess what? You are stealing someone's work without permission. You're taking one's work without permission. And I do not like the fact that you just go out, copy someone's work, and then claim that's yours. First of all, that is 100% stealing. I don't like where people say that NFTs will be a game changer. Look, I don't know about that. And that's where I come in and say something different is, no, I would rather sell it in person or probably post it up online and send it to them via the mail. So, period. And I'm sure there's going to be other defense on NFTs that said, look, with digital, you can send it through someone's wallet and it will be safe. You don't have to worry about getting your canvases or your artwork damaged through the mail. Okay, maybe that part, if it is true, but at the end of the day, you got to know how to secure your mail, secure your things when you're sending things over to somebody from point A to point B. See, that's on you, because the post office isn't going to protect your stuff. You see, they are not liable. And I think that's what a lot of people have a hard time, is that people think that you can just go out and send your and people think that, my artwork is going to be 100% safe. Well, duh. Of course, it's not going to be 100% safe, because if you want your artwork to be safe from point A to point B, you got to wrap your stuff carefully and then make sure it is sent. All your packaging is wrapped up properly. I just don't think a lot of people don't have that common sense when you're sending stuff over from point A to point B. Now, like, here's one thing I will say good about the art world, there are some cool things happening in the art world. For instance, I love, there's a lot of creatives out there that are making good digital art, which I think is absolutely amazing. And I do think digital art will still continue to be a thing. And I don't know. It is very cool to see what's going on and what's happening through the art world. But hey, if you're making money with NFTs, look, no hate on you, no hate on the listeners that's listening to me out there. But one thing for sure is that, who knows, maybe one day I'll come to my senses and say, okay, I was wrong. Maybe NFTs is the way to go. But I just don't view it the same like everybody else. Because for me, in a non-perfect world, look, you don't know what will happen digitally. Because the digital world, now I know that's what a lot of people are going to end up doing. Their work is via digitalization. Because I think a lot of people are going to have to, it's going to take a lot of time for a lot of people to understand how NFTs are going to work for you and for everybody else. And to me, I can't claim that I am a NFT guru or a NFT professional in how things work. I don't want to be the guy that say, okay, you can go and post your NFTs and get your work out there too. That's all fine. But thing is, though, I don't want to make suggestions or make recommendations, because to me, that's not what the podcast is all about. Because to me, what I encourage anybody is do your own research. Do your own research. Lastly, I want to go ahead and point this out, that if you are an artist, so that right here, if you are an artist that is doing what you like, not discouraging anybody to put your NFTs out there, but you got to do your research, because one, you got to be careful about the commission fees and the blockchain fees when you're selling your things. And by the way, when you're posting your stuff up on a website, there's a fee to posting your stuff up as well. So remember, so that's not cheap as well. It's not just the fees of being sold, but it's the fees that you're uploading your things over on a website like Ruble or Valued Arts. It doesn't matter where you go, because you have to pay a fee no matter what. And I know that a lot of these websites have to make a service. They have to make commission. They have to make money in order to pay for their bills through the net. Because it's not cheap maintaining a website. Not at all. And I think a lot of people just don't understand that when you're posting things up to, there's always going to be fees. No matter what. And to me, I come from a more of a traditional background. So I understand getting your stuff out there physically and posting your stuff out there through a website and have a buyer buy your artwork through online through Mercari, eBay, or many of those websites. To me, I like having to post my stuff out there and sending the physical artwork just like that, because I find that there's tons of transparency. And if people love my artwork, they will buy it. They will. And to all the digital artists out there, I say good luck, whatever you guys are doing. So please note that if you have other suggestions and things you want to hear what I've have to say on today's podcast on episode 192, please let me know. Let me know what you think. Email me, and from there we can continue on this conversation. Because I do believe that maybe once commission fees and the fees are a lot lower, then to me I might get down to it. I'm not sure, because again, and sometimes it is hard to teach old dogs new tricks sometimes. So I will say that maybe your best bet is to try it out, but be careful what you do, because if you want your artwork out there and people are willing to buy things from you, I would say go for the traditional route and sell it, sell out online, and send your artwork via the mail. You know, so that's how I see it. But with that being said, I am out for today, and I do hope you love this episode. Take care, guys. I know this episode was pretty short, but hopefully I can end up posting a lot more content with which is much more lengthier, and I do hope that I can get more of my episode out there as soon as possible. But then again, yet this week was a very tight week, so I haven't had the chance to get my work out there as soon as I wanted to, because my job has been pushing me with a lot of hours, and I had to take some of those hours, so I haven't had the chance to post an episode last week. But now this week I will get my get this episode posted out as soon as possible and get it uploaded by tonight. So hopefully everyone is satisfied. I do hope you guys enjoy it. So yet again, I hope everyone have a great weekend coming up. And since May the 4th is coming up, all I can tell you guys is May the 4th be with you. All right, everyone, take care and so long. Have a good rest of the week. Goodbye.